Hello and warm welcome to Pack Talks with VJCV. Today, we have got three interesting personalities with us. Before I talk about the personalities who are in front of me, yes, it's a real-time face-to-face interview happening after a long time. The company that we are talking about is Data Science Wizards. They are indeed a wizard. They are trying to democratize the power of AI, that is artificial intelligence, for people who don't know what is AI. They are also into data science, trying to empower customers with insight discovery and informed decision making. I will leave it here and I'll bring on board Pritesh, Sandeep and Sandhya to take us through the journey of Data Science Wizards. Pritesh Tiwari is the founder, Sandeep Kupekar, the co-founder and CEO, and we have got Sandhya, a female who is in data, which in the recent times, we can see a lot of female getting into data, which is really nice. And she is the chief project officer for DSW. So welcome all of you. So Pritesh, I'll start with you. Take us through the start of DSW and how it all happened.
Yeah, sure, Vijay. Thank you so much, first of all, for having us here. And it's our privilege to, and of course, the journey of joy to always talk about this, how we started and where we are today. So the idea of DSW, Data Science Wizards, came like, of course, not just from me. We were like other co-founders as well who were discussing about we need to do something in data science. We were working in data science and AI domain, working on different kind of projects. Then we realized that the projects on which we are working is not just related to one particular company, but we can scale these projects and take it to the different clients as well. So back then, 2019 October, we started this journey. And then since then, we started back in India, and now we have also incorporated our office in Dublin as well.
Awesome. So normally you see European companies starting in somewhere in the heart of Europe and going to India and starting a back office operation. This is a reverse migration, I would say, happening wherein you start a data company in India and then you move out of that and you put up a office in Europe. Great to hear that. And Sandeep, how long you have been with Data Science Wizards now? And I know that you have a great career before that. So give us a glimpse of what have you done so far and why Data Science Wizards and how has been the journey so far?
Thank you, Vijay, first of all. If I had a little bit set this context, then my journey started somewhere 25 years back. And it started with, electronics, as I'm engineer in electronics, 1994 pass out. And once it happened that, there was a usage of a computer in one of the electronic panel in 1998. And I decided that point of time, that this is changing entire landscape. And I thought I have to be in this space, not particularly in software, but something in this space which is automizing things in a different way. And that's when I got an idea that, things are going to definitely get automized. And today what we are seeing is more intelligence added on the automization. So then I shifted to Unix side. I went into SCO-UNIX. Then after that, I was very fortunate to be part of, very core team which was building Red Hat in India in 2000, which was brought in India by Mr. Javed Tapia. And since then, I'm part of open source community, actively involved in multiple technologies, very active part of that. And from Red Hat, after 7 years, my journey started in IBM, where we worked on mainframes, bringing open source on mainframes. And from there, I embarked on a journey of building a company into open source. And we built it successfully, and then I made an exit after 7 years. And I was thinking that, this is the right time where we have to diversify into DevOps and, artificial intelligence. And that's where this entire conversation resonated. And then we all came together and we took this data science journey, Wizards journey, into something like platform. And that's today what you are hearing as our flagship platform, Unify AI. So this is all about the journey, but apart from this, Vijay, I'm also part of Niti Aayog in Government of India, and I'm very fortunate to enable the students, young minds in the India through the sharing with them the industry trends, sharing with them, you know, about technology, sharing with them about mental well-being and holistic well-being. And also apart from that, I am on a couple of advisory board of open source communities. So, but right now we are going to make this company not only as a business, but here we want that everybody to leverage AI capabilities for human betterment. Because today AI is a luxury, you know, because the skills are expensive, resources are expensive, technologies are expensive. We want to build something, and that's what we are building through Unify AI, that anyone and everyone should be able to access AI so that they can use their business to touch human life for making their life better. And that's our social impact cause apart from building business. Yeah.
Amazing, Sandeep. It's indeed a pleasure to have someone like you and to know you better, because you have, listening to what you have been saying, that you have gone through the Y2K, you have gone through the initial phases of tech revolution, and now when the tech is completely changing and it's getting into a new mode of AI and ML, you are right there along with that as well. So before we deep dive into DSW and understand what's happening and in terms of understanding, in terms of what are the offerings that you have, I also want to understand from Sandhya. So normally there's a lot of discussions and talk happening in terms of women in technology and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's indeed pleasure to see someone right there up front in terms of a chief project officer and taking data into your hands and artificial intelligence into your hands and playing around with that. So tell us why you selected data.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for having us here, Vijay. And so being a tech graduate back in 2015, I have always been into, you know, interested into technology. But since first exposure to it, I have always been fascinated about data science, artificial intelligence, and data science technologies since 2016. So in 2016, we did not had any, you know, talk about it, or it was not a major, you know, limelight. Data science was not in limelight at that time. But since then, I had very much interest into technologies like Hadoop, big data technologies and like that. So since then, I started learning Python and getting into it. So I've always been into technology role, and I was fortunate to work with a data science team for almost like 4 years, and also managing multiple projects through, you know, different levels. So that's how it started. And today, like when we started DSW, so I was associated since start, and as it was totally into data science and AI, and we managed to build, we were, you know, looking forward to, had a vision to build something that could change the you know, people, how people use data science and AI technologies, because there are a lot of challenges into that. So that was very much interesting, and that's how it all started with me. And through a woman in technology, yes, there is a shortage of women in data science specifically. But I think now, with much of awareness and lot of courses and all of those things, women are, you know, leading at a very major forefront today.
Good to hear that, Sandhya. So now coming back to DSW, Pritesh, in terms of when I go through your website, you talk about AI, ML, data science, BI, you've got platforms. So for a normal person who looks at this, it's a lot of jargons out there.
Yeah.
So tell us, like, do you bring data and simplify it for the organizations? Or is it something more than that, that you do to make life simpler for everyone?
Yeah, see, the vision of our company is, first of all, to make AI and data science available for everybody. It shouldn't be a luxury anymore. If we see in today's time, people who has lots of data, like the big enterprises, they are leveraging artificial intelligence, data science, and the smaller companies who are also generating data at a faster pace, they are not able to make use of AI. But that is our vision, that AI should be available for everybody. Different companies have different kind of a use cases. Like when we say, if you are a very small organization or very bigger organization, you might be leveraging AI through some machine learning or AI use cases, or probably you might be also leveraging it through some dashboarding. So whatever you want to do with the data that you have in place, we help you with. So that is the reason in current, like in today's time, if you see on our website, you might be seeing different kind of products that we have and different services. That was at the very beginning when we started. But since 2021, we started working on our platform called as an Unify AI. That summarizes and that brings all of this journey that we are talking about, you know, extracting the data, bringing data together into one place, building machine learning model, deploying the machine learning model, and doing the data monitoring, machine learning model monitoring, everything to one single platform. And our vision is to take this platform to all the companies, regardless whether you are a big enterprise or you're a startup. If you are into AI journey or data science journey, you can leverage that platform.
Great. So Sandeep, from whatever I could gather from reading through the documents which is available in the global platforms about DSW and Unify AI. So a couple of features that you talk about is the featured store and the orchestration that you can bring upon. So can you talk about what exactly is that and what is so unique about that? What are the USP that you're talking about when you talk about Unify AI?
Okay, I think this is a very good question, and this is something, you know, this is where we are looking at going through 3A model. And this model is like, first A is awareness, second is acceptance, and then adoption. So I think as the entire industry is going through this 3A model for AI and data science, we are also doing a parallel journey with our Unify AI platform. And let me little bit more elaborate this is like, you know, what is happening today? If we see today, every organization is at certain stage of their AI initiative, right? And they are doing a lot of pilots, a lot of experimentation, a lot of POCs. But at the heart of AI initiative, everybody thinks about machine learning model. Everybody thinks that that's the core thing which happens. But if you see this entire journey, it is much more than that. The actually heavy lifting part happens on the left-hand side. When I say left-hand side, it's right from preparing data, engineering data, bringing data in the right context so that your model can consume. Otherwise, it's absolutely garbage in and garbage out. So this entire journey, if you'll see today, almost close to 85% of organizations are not able to go to production successfully. And even if they go, it takes close to 6 to 9 months of time to go to production with one use case. So there are two aspects here as a challenge. One is going from experimentation to production, and second challenge is the time to go to the production. And these two challenges actually caught our attention to and become our cause that why such kind of platform should be there. So our vision of the platform, while one side is that it can help making AI accessible for everyone, but how? By taking them from experimentation to production. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, they can only see the power of AI capabilities when they go in production and when they see that their business has changed the way they used to do earlier. And that is where what we are doing is we are bringing these areas together, not technology, data engineering, MLOps, and the orchestrator, which is our key sauce, you know, which actually holds entire stuff together. If I had to talk about feature store, if I had to talk about, you know, model repository, if I had to talk about data pipeline, these all technologies are available today in isolation, and those guys are doing amazing job. What we are doing is we are creating this entire recipe in a such an integrated fashion that there is a modularity, there is a flexibility, there is a choice, but enterprises customer gets a platform to launch their AI-enabled use cases. Because there is too many technology moving parts, too many skill sets which needs to build this entire journey. So our broader vision is that we are saying that you have a use case, you have a data, we have a platform for you to go AI. And
okay.
That's the core of AI. And it's not that we are just integrating technology. What we are doing is we are helping them to integrate their landscape supported by the technologies to make them AI enabled. And that's Unify AI all put together.
Amazing, Sandeep. So I'll just digress from this slightly in terms of bringing in another factor into this. Since you spoke about awareness and adoption of AI, okay. So if you look at Metaverse currently, okay, and a lot of brands and organizations are jumping into Metaverse. One of the reasons is that there is something that you can actually visualize in Metaverse. and brands or enterprises feel that maybe we'll miss out, the fear of missing out, and they want to jump in though they don't know what exactly they're jumping into. At least 75% of the companies are just getting there to say that we are there in case something happens, we will be there to make the best out of it. When you look at AI, things happen in the back end. You don't see actually for a normal person or even a lot of CIOs and the tech people who are sitting at the top, for them also this technology has come up in the last 5 to 6 years and still evolving. And you don't see the impact straight away. Visually, you don't see much happening. So how important is in terms of the awareness and adoption that needs to happen in this AI space? So that and does unify AI makes it simplify things and it will be like a metaverse for your AI place?
This is an amazing question, and I am really happy you asked this to me, because so what is happening today? Let's see. AI can't be seen, but it can be felt. It can be experienced. And how one experiences the AI capabilities through the experience of the services. Let's take an example here. Everybody talks about digital transformation. It's a too huge, you know, space and too vague a word, right? Very few people understand what to bring it to the ground in terms of execution. But if you'll see at the heart of digital transformation, what is there is enhanced customer experience. So a lot of organizations says that they are digitally transforming, but how they feel it is, they are just adopting and consuming more and more technologies. That is not digital transformation in real sense. Digital transformation is where you are able to transform the way you are doing business. So let's take an example. Maybe, you know, Uber or Ola, Uber. So in Uber, at the end, the service is what you consume is the cab. And that's always used to be. But the way you are consuming that service has changed. And that change has enhanced the customer experience. I can sit here, I can book the cab. I don't have to go to, you know, roadside or stop the cab. So what has changed? My experience of consuming that service. And how it has changed? Because Uber or these companies, they were able to transform the way they can do this business. How? By putting data in the center. If you have data in the center, you need tools to bring out that kind of insights from the data to change this experience. What are those tools today? AI tools. So if you'll see anything which is digitally transforming, at the core has AI technologies. So AI is not, you know, something frill or not something like, you know, fad. It is something you will require at this point of time, because every organization is having so much of data, and if they have to digitally transform, they will have to play with this data. And if they have to play with this data, they will need right tools. And those tools are AI technologies. So AI is nothing magic, it's tools. And the science what gets applied on the data is data science. So it's a combination of data science and AI technologies. So even if you see the reports today, it says that only less than 3 to 4% organizations have able to change themselves digitally. Because digital transformation doesn't mean that adopting many technologies. It means that how you can change, and technologies complement that. And that is where I see that AI is going to stay here, because it's tools. Technology may change, but data science is going to stay here, AI and data science, for almost next decade, 2 decades, because you can't work without data today. And you have to work on that data with these right set of tools to change your business in terms of way people can experience. So I'm saying till the time customer experience is at the heart, these things are going to be there. So that's why I said AI may not be seen, but it can be felt. The moment I see these services in a, I have a customer experience, enhanced experience, I know they are doing something very different at the core of their company. It cannot just come like this. And that's what AI and data science is creating magic. And that's where Unify AI is going to play an important role, because every organization will be able to enhance the customer experience irrespective of their size and shape, because that's what Unify is going to make AI accessible to everyone. And that's why I said, internet is going to enhance the human life in better way, because every organization will strive towards changing the experience. At the end, who will be benefited? We as a human. So
awesome, Sandeep. So I'll come back to Pritesh, and I'll talk about something in terms of lot of people either on the weekends or weekdays spend a lot of time on the screen. So when we look at, because Sandeep was currently mentioning about AI and data science being doing the magic at the core. So when I look at a Netflix or a Instagram or a Facebook or a TikTok, I am getting fed by data in terms of the content, in terms of where I'm spending, say, 1 second extra or 2 second extra, depending upon that, you actually don't realize it, but actually things change. So is this also done by the magic of data science? How does it do that?
Yeah, of course. So very good question, I would say. And it is really important for everybody to know how this is happening in today's world. If you talk about, I won't say the name, but if you talk about any social media platform, it can be any social media where you spend your time, you're scrolling all time in taking different type of content, whether it is images or like videos. If you see it carefully, initially it is you who is deriving what kind of videos you want to see. Later on, it is not you. Like, it is the platform that is telling you what kind of videos and content you should grab and you should watch. So you get basically drive by those platforms. Of course, it is driven by different kind of data science application. The one of the very famous application is clustering. So based on the clustering algorithm, clustering again happened because of different algorithm, but the major content name is clustering, that helps to cluster the people belonging to different types, different demographic location, and what kind of content they consume, what kind of age group they belong to. Based on that, they recommend certain videos or different kind of content, and everybody belonging to the same cluster will be going through the same content. So yes, of course, a lot of data science plays in the background.
Great. So before I go back to Unify AI and DSW and talk more about what you're currently doing and all, I will ask one more question, which is closer to this. And it's in the back of mind of a lot of people, the common man who spent a lot of time on the screen or who is using technology, thinking that, technology is helping me in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But unknowingly, the tech is pushing a lot of things which you are actually not required. So when I look at a Siri or a Google Home or a Alexa, everyone is claiming that they don't listen to us. But when you talk about a conversation, maybe today's discussion we're having, maybe after half an hour when I start scrolling, maybe I'll see a lot of data science sponsored stuffs coming on to me. So do these players listen to us? And if yes, does the content get pushed because of that?
See, I would say this is a very controversial question, and I haven't seen any of the technology player accepting, neither of the Siri nor any mobile phone maker, anybody, that they listen to this kind of content. But if you see how the contents are getting derived, like in today's time, I have seen a lot of people pushing on LinkedIn that they have not even talked about it. They have just imagined about a particular stuff, and they're getting those kind of recommendation as well. So even those kind of things are happening. But of course, like when you have given certain permissions that, okay, this kind of speech to text can be converted for your benefit. So something, if you're talking about, like we are speaking that, okay, hey, I want to spend some time in Dubai. So probably within a like couple of days or maybe within an hour, you'll be started getting certain emails or certain special package about going to Dubai, like flight discounts, hotel discounts and everything. So AI, of course, plays an important role, but directly or indirectly, it is not like all the data is getting consumed without the consent you're providing. Always the customer consents are always there in some or the other form.
Awesome. So we will get back to DSW and Unify AI. How has been the journey so far? It's been 3 years now. And if I understand correctly, you have evolved in the last 2 years, and then that's when you have realized that you need a platform like Unify AI. When did you figure out that, okay, this is now we need the Unify AI? And have you already got players in the market who are competing with you? That's one.
Yeah.
And secondly, are there any clients that is there in the market who are started using Unify AI?
Okay. So when you talk about 3 years of journey for DSW, so initially when we started, we were doing like part-time working on our jobs and working on this idea about making DSW. But the initial making of, you know, the entire, we getting full-fledged into the market and doing different kind of project and started working on platform, it has been started almost 1.5 years back. And our journey of understanding why we need Unify AI platform is when we started working on different kind of an AI and machine learning project for different clients. Like we were working with different kinds of clients, I would say, and they were having different kind of domains, different types of data, different AI use cases. So we realized that once we complete one project for them, like majority of our projects comes from the same customer. So when we complete one project for them, we need to start again with the same process, acquiring the data, cleaning the data, transforming the data, creating machine learning model, putting into the production, and then monitoring again and again and again for each of the new model that we are creating for the same customer, and same goes for the other customers as well. So we realized that, of course, there is a potential for us to create such a platform that can automate this entire task, where we are creating this one time, and next time when we are creating another machine learning model, we can make use of similar setup what we have done previously. We can make use of the data that has been there, because if you talk at the company level, they might be having limited data, and whatever use cases are getting created is being created on the same data, but every time they are being used or transformed in a different way to make use of different machine learning model to work on different use cases. So once you have a like unified platform like Unify AI, it helps you to create one single pipeline so that you are transforming your data once, storing it into a place like in Unify AI, we have something called as a feature store that stores all your transformed features and data. So next time when you're working on some other different machine learning model or different use cases, you can make use of those features instead of going back to the original source of data, doing all the transformation and changes into the data and then bringing machine learning model once again.
Awesome. Sandeep, I'll come back to you on the market conditions. Okay, if you look at the current market conditions, there is the market has slowed down. People are saying, the investors are saying that money is there, but we will hold on to the investments and maybe help the current portfolio and things like that. When this happens, straight away the first hit happens on a digital transformation, whichever you are doing in the company. People say that let's stop it because that's not the core, let's focus on the core. But when I read through DSW, I can understand that Unify AI platform can help in terms of reducing 40% of the time and 30% of the cost. So is it the right time for companies to actually start exploring the possibilities of what are the solutions that a Unify AI platform can bring in, and is it the right time for the companies to start actually using this?
Yeah, absolutely. So before coming to why they should look at Unify AI in this, situation where maybe, people are talking about recession or cost control, one thing we have seen that last time in COVID, what we saw that was, suddenly digital initiatives, not transformation probably, but digital initiatives, they got a lot of momentum. And there was a reason for that. Because face-to-face time was not available, because people were not able to do what they were able to do, physically being present. So online kind of stuff increased. And if you had to do such, engagements online, or if you had to do the processes online, if you had to do the transactions online, it has to be supported by a very relevant and efficient infrastructure. So at that point of time, last 3 years back, 2 years back, what we saw that all the digital initiatives were pre-con, it were actually, the urgency was there, a lot of urgencies were there, and they dedicated all the budgets for that. With AI and data science, what is happening, I will tell you. Today, all the organizations have done a lot of automation, and automation is core. Now, people are looking at adding more intelligence to the automation. Like, that is an artificial intelligence, while human intelligence is always there, which will be always at the forefront. Here, even if the time comes, where they would like to hold the budgets, they would like to, cut down the cost, but definitely they want to run their business. And the way Unify AI is going to help them is to build their business use cases, powered by AI capabilities. And this is where they will see the value in terms of bringing the different skills together, because otherwise, they had to hire a data engineer, they had to hire a data scientist, they had to hire an ETL developer, they had to hire an AI developer, they had to hire infra guy, so many people to ensure that their initiatives are going into the production. And these initiatives are important because these are not just digital transformation, but these are their core business use cases. Here, what would happen with Unify AI for them is it is bringing all the skills together because it's a platform. So you don't need every time that skilled guy over there to build it because it is integrated. Second, what is very important in this is every client enterprise, they have to do a lot of research in terms of what would be the right fit technology to use in their initiative. That is something comes through this Unify AI. So they don't have to think about that. So for them, if they say, okay, today as an insurance company, claim propensity is my use case, which I want to AI enable, it goes through the Unify AI. Tomorrow they say, you know, probably fraud use case, what we have to build, it goes through Unify AI. And this is how what they will see that it's not only a platform to build their use cases, but over a period of time, the cost per use case is going to reduce. And there is a reason, because as Pritesh mentioned, in feature stores, they will start seeing that with each use case, they are storing the features. And in any domain, if you'll see, all the business use cases put together generally consumes 80 to 85% of the same data sources. It's not that source come from somewhere else. 80 to 85% sources remain common for all the critical business value chain use cases. So once your features are getting created, it may happen that after third use case, your time to build the fifth use case would reduce by, you know, half. Sixth, seventh may plug in because you are reusing the features to be consumed by the models which are building the use case. So with Unify AI, they have a platform where C-level can see a consolidated ROI for all their AI initiatives, where data scientists can see all the use cases which are orchestrated on the platform, and where tech team would see that if they have to build another new use case, their fabric is ready to launch the use case. So net-net, the value is that faster time to production, cost, overall TCO coming down by 30%, and this is based on our experimentation at this point of time. In reality, when they will start using more, you will see a lot of more reductions in terms of TCO percentage. So I think this would be the right time to engage in the conversation of exploring the potential of Unify AI, the value it can bring to them. And we'll always be very happy to do these conversations.
Amazing, amazing, Sandeep. I will leave it here. And it was a pleasure talking to all three of you. And Data Science Wizards, as the name says, I'm happy to talk to these three magicians who are actually the humans behind the artificial intelligence. Before I wind up, congratulations on being the top 20 AI startups in India. And I hope by the next time I bring you on the show, you will be in the top 20 in the Europe or the top 3 in the world, or maybe hoping to see Data Science Wizards growing exponentially. And all the best, and hope to hear some great collaborations with major companies soon.
Thank you very much, Vijay.
Thank you, Vijay.